Well, I wish there was some information about my antenna out there because it's a screwdriver, so it's all marked on the whip. But there's no useful information. Actually, there is. I lied. They have, in the instructions, they show the diamond map 50, which is just a ground plane for a vehicle, the magnetic pad, basically. But that's not going to do me any good in the field. I mean, I don't know, maybe. But I was even thinking about getting some of those, like, grounding strap lengths and using those as radials instead, trying to get a better ground field. But I don't know. I'll have to mess with it. Worst case scenario, I'll just chalk it. I'm already thinking that my antenna is going to be way easier. I've got an antenna tuned for 40 through 10, and it's, like, perfectly tuned on 40 and 20. So I'll probably end up just running that and then getting an adapter for my carbon 6 to sit on my tripod, or I've got a little stake that goes in the ground that holds that. I mean, it's as easy as it gets. But I do like the concept of the screwdriver antennas. I think they're sweet. But if I got to set up a bunch of radial stakes and all that, I mean, that's a bit more than I want to deal with versus one end fed that I got to get one mast up and then drag it back to the radio.